What do you call it as opposed to homemade bread, you'd say? If you bought it in the store, you'd call it?
I would still call it light bread, as opposed to biscuits.
But just opposing it to homemade bread, you'd say this is not homemade bread.
This is not homemade bread. This is stovall.
Okay. Anything?
I said it would say stovall.
Yeah, I say it too. Anything other than biscuits that are not in loaves? Little things, maybe.
Rolls.
And then stuff made out of cornmeal, you'd say?
Would be cornbread or corn muffins.
Okay. Anything else?
Corn sticks.
How about anything old-fashioned?
That's an old-fashioned cornbread called a whole cake that we called whole cake.
Now, you're saying the derivation of whole cake is from whole cake?
Mm-hmm.
Is that W-H-O-L-E?
W-H-O-L-E. It's whole cake, but it's corrupted into whole cake.
Why is it called whole cake?
Simply because it's a whole piece.
I always heard that it's called whole cake because they used to put them on a hoe and stick it in the fire.
Into the fire. Okay. Mm-hmm. They did. They bake them like that, too.
Okay. How about something made in ashes, cooked in the ashes?
That was an ash cake.
Are you familiar with that?
Mm-hmm.
Ever have it or see it made?
I never had it or saw it, but I've been told about it.
What do you call the little things that you fry and deep fat and eat with fish?
Those are hush puppies.
Do you ever have cornbread with greens by boiling it in cheesecloth?
No.
Okay. Do you know the term?
Boil the cornbread in cheesecloth.
Do you know the term corn dumpling?
No.
Okay. Do you know the term corn dodger?
No.
How about corn pone?
Corn pone.
What's that?
I really don't know.
Okay.
Come to think of it. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was some kind of cornbread. Mm-hmm. I conjure up some feeling of cornbread that's done in a small stick kind of thing.
When you speak of cornbread, do you think of it's being cooked in a skillet or baked in the oven or what?
I think of it as being baked in the oven in a skillet.
Mm-hmm. In cast iron skillet?
In a cast iron, because that's the way I bake it. Mm-hmm. In a cast iron skillet with strips of bacon underneath it.
Oh.
Magnificent. And especially if you put whole kernel of corn in it.
Hmm. Jack never had it that way.
Oh, it's marvelous.
Mm. It's just, you just put the corn in with the batter?
Drain the corn. You know, and pour the liquid off. And put a little bit, let's say for a skillet of cornbread, mm-hmm. I would put a small can, mm-hmm. you know, one of those very small cans mm-hmm. of whole kernel corn
yeah. mm-hmm,
into the batter and lay strips of bacon, breakfast bacon, mm-hmm. Beneath it.
Mm-hmm. Do you grease the pan or do you just use the bacon for the grease?
You can just use the bacon for the grease, mm-hmm. but normally I always grease my pan mm-hmm. a little bit too.
That's very interesting.
And put the bacon under it and, you know, do it in the oven. It's marvelous.
What do you put in the batter?
I use two eggs.
Uh-huh.
Most recipes, I think, call for one, but I use two eggs. About a cup of, about a cup to a cup and a half of buttermilk. And I also use about a full teaspoonful of sour cream in my cornbread.
In addition to the buttermilk?
In addition to the buttermilk.
Do you use flour or just meal?
Meal. I don't use flour. And that's just about it.
Now, some people say if you put eggs in it, that it's something else.
It's egg bread.
Yeah. You call yours egg bread?
No, it's cornbread.
Okay. How about a kind of cornbread that is soft enough to eat with a spoon?